back with a subject that's so much in demand in terms of knowledge, in terms of protagonists and where we should go and what we're doing with arms. Well, I think the perfect balance has been achieved by a company called Lamperd. That's L-A-M-P-E-R-D, Lamperd Less Lethal. It trades on the OTC. The symbol is LLLI. And the president is joining us. His name is Barry Lamperd. And he's here about to talk about an amazing company and what they do. So rather than have me do it, I'll have you do it, Barry. First of all, welcome to the show. Tell us about your background and what your company does.
Well, thank you for having me. We have a tremendous history. The company's been around since 1969. My father started back then. And we develop product for various governments in the related industry of defense. And we had the opportunity, or my father did one time, to develop a dampening device for a 50 caliber sniper rifle. And this product was to be tested in our facility, and it was close to towns and villages. So we were very careful with where we had to fire this, but we didn't want any injuries. So my father came up with something that was a plastic projectile that would dump after 100 yards and still function the automatic weapon, and obviously wouldn't reach these facilities or these cities in the area. And that is how we got into Less Lethal. It was a total accident. The military people that were examining what we did said, well, these are kind of neat. Would these work for Less Lethal in controlling crowds? And at that time, we didn't know. So we tested various applications for that, and that's how we got into it. And then over the years, we developed various projectiles with some help of other universities and testing facilities for the government. And it worked into a product that was very, very unique.
Who do you distribute to? I mean, who do you sell your product to?
Well, it's not the public. It's only police and military. That's the only place that we market our product.
All right. Well, we're looking at these tremendous rise in protests, demonstrations, riots. These situations are everywhere. There's no hiding any of them. Last week we saw all the news reports of violent protests at the G20 summit in Germany. That's where Trump was in attendance, and 500 police officers were injured in the G20 protests. Can you comment on that and what you're putting together that will hopefully alleviate that aspect of it?
Well, unfortunately, that happened, and it's just too bad that situations develop like that, and it proves that the officers weren't prepared for this situation. One of our unique products that would probably fit most of those advanced protests is our aerial burst device, which fires from a 40-millimeter launcher, and it bursts over the crowd. And it only puts out a clear liquid, powder, that is pepper materials, where it's organic, and it affects your eyes and your nose and some irritation on the skin. And it's a product that you don't want to be in the same vicinity. You want to dissipate and get out of the situation. So this product can fire over top, and if you've got a team of officers firing with these launchers and putting, say, 30 or 40 of these in the air, each one of them can do 200 square feet. So there's a lot of people can be affected by this, hundreds virtually. So this is one of the items that we are certainly interested in promoting, through this type of thing. We believe that this public order product is a product of the future for crowd control and riots. Since we're the only manufacturer in the world that has anything like this, we think that we can capture the lion's share of the market. Once this product catches on by police and military forces, we feel that we can greatly expand our facilities to make the to keep up with the demand of the product. We'd certainly like Homeland Security groups around the world to get some interest in this product. Again, this is a unique product of the future for public order. There's no other product like this anywhere in the world at this time.
Well, what are the advantages? Does it present less danger than products like it? Is it more efficient? How would you define the differences?
Well, there's very little fallout. It only weighs 1.5 ounces, which is basically next to nothing. And when it bursts over top of the crowd, it actually disintegrates. Those products are coming down just like feathers. There's no serious danger, and there's no danger in when they're breathing in organic pepper. Just very, very uncomfortable. You know, your nose runs, your eyes are watering, you can't see, you know, skin irritation again. It's ideal for large crowds, and it's going to cause less trouble for the officers out in the field.
Barry, for purposes of looking at this strictly from a business standpoint, it sounds like you've got this and 350 products in all, which is amazing. How do you expand your business? Because it looks like the demand is going to increase because of international conditions. How do you expand the business without overexpanding it?
Well, we want to steer clear of sales ourselves. The concentration at our end in the facility is for the quality of the product. We're talking people's lives here. So you don't want to spread yourself too thin. We want to keep a level of quality on everything that we produce. So we're looking at getting a very large group of, all over the world I'm talking about, of qualified distributors, distributors that are licensed to bring in items that have explosive in it. And there's many of them in different countries. So that's the area that we want to move this product forward is with distributors around the world.
You also need exposure. I mean, marketing, you can have the greatest product in the world, and if nobody knows about it, it ain't going nowhere. Have you got any shows or any exhibits that you're gonna show off this great line?
Well, this September, now this just came up a few weeks ago, this September, we're going to have an invitation-only meeting here in Sarnia, where our plant is. And it's, as I say, it's invitation-only for qualified people that want to come to it, distributors. Obviously, shareholders would want to attend this opportunity because we're going to display all our products. And people look at companies that are publicly traded and think it's got an office and no people that work there and no products. We want to prove that these products were developed over the years and they are unique and they're capable of jumping into this market and do a tremendous job. The other opportunity, they can come after this meeting. These people will be invited to the plant. Touchy-feely, watch the products being demonstrated. Well, we might even let them throw a few grenades, and if they're licensed, and see what happens. So that's what we're doing on our end of it. The distributors are going to be going to shows, trade shows all over the U.S., Canada, and whatever other countries have some interest in this product. We've had in Europe just the last couple of days, there's interest from distributors to contact us. So we're going to see where that goes. As I say, these people have to be quality distributors and be licensed.
There's always the safety issue. I mean, that's primary for any company with a degree of responsibility. Have you had any incidents that have resulted in anyone's death?
We have zero deaths associated with anything we've ever done. We've never, and we pride ourselves, our company, in the security of our products, and we've never had anyone die from being hit or exposed to these products. Now, there's many other companies around the world that can't really say that, and obviously I don't want to get involved with naming companies, because certainly we wouldn't want them, if we had a situation, to saying anything. But that's our history. We would never do anything that would cause any serious injury or death.
How much competition do you have out there, and why do you think your stock is undervalued?
Well, as I say, a lot of companies that are currently out in the field that are, small public companies, don't have product. And they've got product on paper. And a lot of times they don't even have an office. The guys are working out of their house. And that's been a problem with people finding that out, and then it scares them. We've got a history since 1969, which that's why we're inviting these people to come to this presentation. Because we're real. That's the word. We are real, and we have product.
You know, Lampid is the leader in reloadable distraction and pepper crowd control devices, and you've been ramping up your manufacturing capacity for these devices to be able to meet the rising market demand. How much of an increase do you see in this demand with conditions deteriorating all over the world? And I know I've asked you that before, in a sense, but are you going to be able to meet the demand? Because to me, it sounds like, unfortunately, this is a no-brainer. It's going to happen.
Oh, we realize that. You know, we've got CNC, water cut machines, injection moldings. We have production capabilities in the facility to handle almost anything. And, the fact that we have using 30,000 square feet, the facility and the property actually has over 100,000 square feet. So to meet that demand, if it's necessary, and you can always raise money when product is going out the door quickly, we can expand it. And we don't think we'll need that for quite a while.
Bullets are a part of what you do. I mean, we're going to get into some of your other products here, but how big is that field? And give us some information on it.
The biggest sale right now is currently in our tossed grenades, our reusable grenades, because our system is reloadable hundreds and hundreds of times, and it is capable of saving military and police tremendous amounts of money because it's reloadable. We've tested our shell cases that we make for our 40-millimeter over 200 times, reloaded them, and put our projectiles back in and reloaded them with wads and powder. I'm hoping that people understand that. And fire them over 200 times. There's very few companies that I don't even know of any that test their equipment for that extent.
So what about fire prevention features?
Okay, that's very, very important to us. We have our devices, our grenades that we toss in. We have an anti-roll design to them, so they're almost like a hex style. So when they roll on the ground, they stop very, very quickly. And the other thing is, we have a tracer, and we are the only ones with this anywhere, that when you pull the pin, you toss it, it has a tracer so you can see who threw it, see where it's landing, see where it rolled. Now, that is tremendous. There's so many municipalities that have bought houses that they didn't want to buy. What I mean is, when you burn a house down, that's your responsibility. These municipalities are buying property and buildings that multi-millions are spending. That's why we spent a lot of time and effort to develop a product that can eliminate fires. I mean, if it goes under an old couch that's been sitting there for 30 years and there's paper and stuff there, who knows? It still could burn. But the fact that the officer and the other officers on the team see exactly where that thing went, they can pull it out, and everybody carries fire extinguishers, and they put it out. But at least they're not burning the house down.
Company is Lamprin-less lethal. Going to ask you to stay on for another segment. Maybe we can get into a few of the other devices. I'm particularly enamored or attracted to the riot shields that you have that can lock together. And I'll have you explain it when we come back to a break. From a break, the company, Lamprin-less Lethal Inc., it's traded over the counter. The symbol is LLLI. The website is lamprinlesslethal.com. And we'll be right back after this. All right, we're back. Fascinating company. Terrific guest, Barry Lamprin, president and CEO, a company founded by his father that's been around a long time and is right at the frontier of producing some amazing, amazing things. And again, for those qualified, there's a September 2017 meeting. It's international invitation only, product presentation. It's in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. That's where their plant is located. And watch the website for further contact information. It's LamprinlessLethal.com. And Barry, as we welcome you back, we don't have a lot of time, but I just wanted to give people an idea. You've got over 300 products. What hit me here were those riot shields. Seems to be amazing.
Well, thank you. We've spent a lot of years building it and designing these. They're very, very unique. I like the word unique on a product. These things actually lock together and make a big wall. So every officer that has a shield, a 4-foot shield or 3-foot shield, whatever he's carrying, has the capabilities of stepping in line with his partners and locking those shields together. And they instantly come back if they pull back toward them, coming apart. So it's not something that they can't get out. The other option with our shield is they can stack them. They've got a special lip that you can, another officer can run up on in front of an officer that's having some trouble with product being thrown at them, and they can stack those and then taper them back so that, say, the bricks or stones, whatever is being tossed, is not going to hit them. So that's very unique. And the other part of uniqueness that we have is the fact that when we manufacture these products here in the plant, we can almost do anything we want with them. The advantage is that we have 40-millimeter launchers, handguns, various things that we, and by the way, they're all less lethal for this type of application. We don't make lethal products at all. So just want to put that in while we're talking. We can change the opening that's on the side of the shield to accommodate each and every weapon that we manufacture, meaning that the frontline officers have the capability of shooting from behind cover, and it's through the shield. So he has total control over his ammunition, what he's loading into that gun, and he's able to launch the device or pepper or projectile that he wants to use in that situation. So that's one of our advantages to that particular device.
What kind of authorization have you received in terms of where you can ship your newest products?
Our newest products have been approved federally by the federal government in Canada to be able to ship to any NATO country. If they're not NATO, there's a lot of small countries that are not NATO. Canada has the opportunity to meet as a group and discuss the product and see where it could be used. So even a country that is not NATO may have the opportunity to buy our product and use it in a situation, because, as I say, there is a few countries out there that are not aggressive, but they certainly can use that type of application.
I want to hear a little more about the 40-millimeter less lethal shell cases and how many times they can be reloaded. And obviously that's a big advantage.
Okay. That is a very big advantage for municipalities on the cost savings. As I say, we've tested them over 200 times, the same shell casings, and reloaded them. So all the officers that are involved in the team would have to do is order a kit with the projectile and the wads and a product for the inside, which saves them a tremendous amount of money. It's two-thirds cheaper for the municipalities that way than continuously buying additional ammunition. We've always felt that is an advantage. A lot of companies don't like to do that kind of thing because you don't sell the product. But we look at it that we are still selling product.
All right, this has been great. Barry Lampert, Lampert Less Lethal, trading oats on the over-the-counter exchange, LLLI. I want you to come back. We're going to have you back. It's such an important subject. Appreciate having you on. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor.